to survive in me, because the journey back to yourself is the real work. Today's episode was inspired by one line, one sentence I saw in someone's IG story that made me pause. It said, "We keep saying the world is lonelier than ever as if that's a mystery, as if we didn't all collectively decide that putting ourselves first was the highest form of enlightenment." That line didn't just hit me, it caught me out, and it got me thinking, are we truly healing, or are we just hiding? So in this episode, we're digging into how disconnection is being disguised as self-care, and how to tell the difference between prioritizing your peace and avoiding your people. So let's talk about it. So let's be real. We love to say we're protecting our peace, but sometimes we're just ghosting folks and calling it growth. Unless someone is abusive or dangerous, cutting them off for no explanation isn't always necessary. It's just easier. And I've been guilty of it too. Sometimes you don't want to deal with the emotional labor. Sometimes you'd rather vanish than have the hard talk. But here's the thing. Avoidance dressed up as healing is still avoidance. Real peace doesn't come from leaving people confused. It comes from being honest even when it's uncomfortable. Because karma is real. And sometimes it doesn't come back through you. It comes back to the people you love. So why create new cycles of pain when we're out here trying to break them? But yes, self-prioritization is necessary. You got to be able to pour into yourself. But if you're only focused on you to the point where checking in on others feel like a burden, that's not balance. That's emotional detachment. And listen, I get it. I'm in that season right now. Tunnel vision. My head is down. All my energy is going towards this podcast. My goals, my peace. But even in that space, I had to check myself. Because love, real love, takes maintenance. Friendships takes effort. Relationships don't just survive off of good vibes. You can't disappear for months and then reappear like nothing's happened. People deserve better than that. We deserve better than that from each other. And maybe this is the reminder we all need. Healing is personal, but it doesn't have to be lonely. We're in an era where isolation is praise. We say things like, "Oh, I'm just focused on me. All I got is myself." And that's fine sometimes. But when it comes to your norm, when no one hears from you, no one sees you, it's no longer healing, it's hiding. Healing doesn't always happen in solitude. Sometimes it happens in community. Sometimes someone says exactly what you needed to hear. And sometimes someone's presence reminds you of who you are. Sometimes healing comes from being seen and still being loved anyway. So if you've been disappearing, ask yourself, is it healing or is it fear? So here's your journal moment, your voice note prompt, your truth check-in, whatever you want to call it. The three questions are, who have you ghosted instead of giving clarity? Where are you calling isolation self-care when it's really disconnection? What would it look like to heal with people instead of away from them? Because sometimes healing looks like calling someone back. Sometimes healing looks like saying, "I'm not okay, but I didn't know how to tell you." Sometimes it looks like being seen and staying anyway. So, thank you all for sitting in this space with me today. Thank you for being honest with me, with yourself, with your healing. And let's keep going through it, keep growing through it, and definitely keep glowing through it. Because the journey back to yourself, that's the real work. I'll see you next episode.
battled the silence, I've wrestled the shame, faced all my demons and called them by name. This ain't for sure, it's deep.